Hey everyone, welcome back to Bright Mind. I'm your host, Jessica Lane, and if you're listening to this, chances are you're looking for ways to navigate life's ups and downs with a little more grace, right? Well, buckle up because today we're diving into something super important. Setting realistic goals and expectations. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel, chasing after these big, ambitious dreams that seem just out of reach? You know that feeling when you finally hit your stride, only to realize you set the bar way too high in the first place? Yeah, been there, done that, got the burnt out t-shirt. It's time to talk about how setting realistic goals can actually make you happier and more successful in the long run. First things first, let's get real for a second. Life isn't a rom-com where everything magically falls into place. It's messy, unpredictable, and often requires a good dose of patience. And maybe some wine on Friday nights. But here's the thing. Setting unrealistic goals can actually sabotage your progress. When you set yourself up for failure by aiming for perfection, you might end up feeling defeated, demotivated, and frankly, pretty disappointed in yourself. Now, I'm not saying to ditch those big dreams. It's fantastic to have aspirations and goals that inspire you. But let's break them down into smaller, more manageable steps. Think of it like climbing a mountain. You wouldn't expect to reach the summit in one giant leap, would you? You need to take it step by step, conquer each trail, and celebrate those small victories along the way. So how do we actually go about setting realistic goals? Well, let me give you some tips straight from my own experience, and maybe a few tequila-fueled moments of reflection. First, be specific. Instead of saying, "I want to lose weight," try something like, "I want to walk for 30 minutes 3 times a week. Being specific helps you create a clear roadmap and track your progress. Second, make it measurable. How will you know if you've achieved your goal? Set concrete benchmarks. For example, instead of saying, "I want to be more organized," aim for, "I want to declutter my desk by the end of the week." Next, make it achievable. Be honest with yourself about your resources, time constraints, and current capabilities. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, so don't expect instant results. It takes time and consistent effort to achieve meaningful change. Fourth, keep it relevant. Your goals should align with your values and aspirations. If something doesn't light you up, chances are you won't be motivated to see it through. Finally, make it time-bound. Setting a deadline can help you stay focused and accountable. Remember, the best way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. So, break down your big goals into smaller chunks with realistic deadlines. Think of it like leveling up in your favorite video game. Each milestone achieved brings you closer to the final boss. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer who's been dreaming of launching her own business for years. She's got this amazing portfolio and tons of creative ideas, but she gets overwhelmed by the sheer scale of it all. Feeling paralyzed by perfectionism, she puts things on hold, fearing she won't be able to do it perfectly. Sound familiar? Enter Jessica Lane. That's me. Who throws some reality checks her way. We chat about breaking down Sarah's big dream into smaller, achievable steps. Maybe that means starting with a website launch, offering freelance services to build a client base, or attending networking events to connect with potential collaborators. By setting realistic milestones and celebrating those wins along the way, Sarah finally feels empowered to take action. Remember, folks, success isn't about reaching some arbitrary finish line. It's about enjoying the journey and celebrating every step you take towards your goals. Don't let fear or perfectionism hold you back from living a fulfilling life. So, go out there, set those realistic goals, and crush it. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little dose of inspiration. You know, the one who always says, "one day." Well, today's the perfect day to start making that, one day, a reality.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.